Good afternoon and welcome to today's Midday Interview. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn, sitting in for Jamila Erickson. And today we are going to explore Cape Fear Community College's newest theatrical production, All in the Timing. And to guide us through that, I'm joined by director Nick Basta. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
And stage manager Michael Faulkner. Welcome, Michael.
Oh, good afternoon.
So, Nick, if you would just start by explaining what All in the Timing is. Who wrote it, and what would we be coming to see?
Well, that's a great question. David Ives is a Chicago-born playwright that went to Yale University. And essentially, All in the Timing is a collection of 14 one-act plays. So we're only doing four of the one-acts, and that's a good point because there are several more that you can explore. In fact, Jack Landry, the head of drama at Cape Fear, did Ancient History, which is the only full-length play in that compilation, just last year. So I thought it'd be a good continuation of the David Ives work. He's essentially a comedic playwright. I mean, they are incredibly funny, lasts under an hour, and
so all the four one acts together is under an hour in terms of audience time.
Mm-hmm. Just about. We're just about close to getting a full run through. So a lot of people's schedules in community college are up and down. So we've had some ups and downs in trying to get everyone together.
How did you choose those four one acts out of 14?
Well, I wanted to cast from the college, and it just worked out in terms of numbers. There's four guys and four gals, and they get together in a perfect ratio. The plays are so quick and fun that you really can't get bored. His theme is all in the timing. So a lot of it's about love in New York City, essentially, and so many things are. They're set in a cafe and on the streets of New York. He, of course, lived in New York for a long, long time. He's a Guggenheim fellow. And he wrote them early 1990s. So he gives you a little bit of kind of a date around it. They're about restaurants, really. It's about how people come and go in restaurants in your life and how you can get a lot of interesting things in life around the dinner table.
And so you said that time is sort of a theme that's woven through this, hence the title, I suppose, All in the Timing.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Can you give us a specific example in one of the pieces in which timing is everything?
One of David Ives can gimmicks is to use a bell to start time over again. Now, it's kind of given a little bit too much away because it's kind of a...
I wish we could do that in life.
Absolutely. You know, sir, kind of like Groundhog Day, things start again and you get another chance until things... That's our first one called The Sure Thing. Our Sure Thing, actually. And they keep getting another chance at love. And it's really fun to watch.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with director Nick Basta and stage manager Michael Faulkner of Cape Fear Community College's upcoming production, All in the Timing, a series of one acts. It's four one acts that happens in under an hour, as I understand. Mike, you told me earlier this is your first time stage managing.
Absolutely.
And what are you learning about what a stage manager does in a production like this?
Stage manager, from what I've been learning and doing, is pretty much everything behind the scenes that you don't really see. You have the actors on the stage and whatnot, but stage managing, it's about creating the set and the props, the advertising, the tickets, and that's a lot of stuff that we've been working on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see, and I've learned a lot.
It is a lot. People don't realize how much goes on behind the scenes and how it's really the tip of the iceberg what's happening on stage. What are some of the biggest challenges that you've encountered in putting this whole thing together?
Well, good. That leads me into what this is. I'm a professor, an adjunct professor, and this is a class. This is Drama 170. So people taking the course, you know, students taking the course really want to learn about play production. It's a lot of hours. There's 9 hours a week about doing a show. And, you know, I've done lots of theater. I went to grad school at Harvard, at ART, and came down here after we had a child. And, you know, the theater in Wilmington is ridiculous for the population. I mean, the five pretty much working theaters, you've got Linda Lavinstein, you've got City Stage, you've got Big Dog, I mean, you've got so many quality projects going all the time. And I think it's amazing Cape Fear has got the same type of stuff. You know, there's a lot of exciting things happening in Cape Fear. in the future, and it's wonderful to be able to be part of that. The challenge is that it is a class, and that you can't get schedules down. It's not a professional production, and sometimes they can't really do stuff at work at night because people are doing homework and they have jobs and sort of that sort of stuff. That has been our biggest challenge, getting everyone together on the same page. And
What are some of the experience levels that you're dealing with? Because you must have a pretty wide range. People who've done theater before. Do you have anybody on stage who's never been on stage before?
Let's see. No. The cast is has done stuff. High school and generally pretty young and college age. They're all pretty experienced and really wonderful, actually. One of our classmates, though, Philip Ucci, is 57 and wants to be an actor, and he's actually pretty amazing.
Well, that's actually an interesting point. When you're talking about Cape Fear Community College, you would be getting people from a broad range of where they are in life.
Ucci, if you're out there, you know. He's working on the set right now, actually, and he's quite a character. From Brooklyn, New York, and gave up a career in construction to come be an actor, and he's a wonderful to have, actually.
What do you see as a director as one of your biggest responsibilities to your students and your actors in this production?
Well, as a director, it's a different job than the teaching, because it's really hands-on with the actors. Now, as a director, the toughest job I have and most important is to make sure they're living truthfully under the circumstances. I mean, that's theater 101, right? So that's tough to do. Especially because some aren't as experienced as others. We just got to continually, and with not so much rehearsal time, it's really tough to make sure that they are on spot for what they want at the time.
How do you get them to that place of truth? You know, a lot of people will walk in with a facade because they think that's acting, and it's stripping away until there's nothing left but truth.
We spoke about that earlier in voice. It's almost the same thing. You have to discover what is most interesting and something that moves people. And then you go for it. It's just acting essentially 101, in which you have a need, an objective, a want, and you go for it. And, you know, in these plays, it's pretty easy to do. It's almost like Tennessee Williams because it's so well written. I mean, these are really quintessential plays, especially for school age, like high school and college. I mean, they're pretty much G-rated, and they're fun. And that's what drives you.
Mike, what's one of the most surprising revelations that you've had in this process? Is there anything you walked in and you must have had some sort of idea of what you were walking into, and then suddenly, wow, it's actually this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a criminal justice major, so
that's a really different.
So I took
field
this class as a elective because I was interested in it. Walking in the class, it's a small class. I think there was 6-7 students, so it is a smaller class. And, you know, like we were saying before, the age group, I mean, there's on one side of me, there's someone in his 50s, and the other side, there's someone who's 18 right out of high school. But the thing is, all the students, their backgrounds, are amazing. And some people are, really good at doing lights, and some people are good at sound. And what I was good at is advertising and marketing. And so we just kind of all got together, and throughout the past month, we've kind of been in two different classrooms, one classroom with the actors and with Mr. Basta directing the actors, and then the students in another classroom setting up the stage and getting all that together. And now, over the past week, we're actually coming together, and it's amazing.
So are you in what we would call hell week in the business? Are we there yet?
I would say so.
Okay. Well, it starts Monday.
It's an experience, and I love the class.
And All in the Timing actually opens...
The 18th.
November 18th.
At the Thalian Hall space, the studio space.
So you're getting to use the studio theater at Thalian Hall. That is a wonderful space.
Yep.
So November 18th through the 20th at Thalian Hall's studio theater. Tickets are $5 for students, and how much are they for the general public?
$8.
$8, okay. And what time is the show?
Friday show starts at 8, Saturday show opens at 2 p.m.
Because there is an event at the studio space at night. So we had to do a matinee on Saturday.
Okay.
And then Sunday is 7 p.m.
Okay. So Friday at 8, Saturday at 2, and Sunday at 7. If you'd like to make reservations or purchase tickets, you can call 910-632-2241. And if you haven't been to Thalian Hall before, the Studio Theater is inside Thalian Hall upstairs. And is there a website where people can go to get more information if they'd like to check this out?
There is a Facebook page you can search for. There's also, if you're a student, you can go to Cape Fear's website, cfcc.edu, and I believe Thalian Hall's website.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Nick Basta.
Thanks.
And Mike Faulkner. Thank you so much for joining
Thanks,
us today.
Thank you.
And break a leg with All in the Timing.
Appreciate it.